Hello and welcome to the very first podcast that Digital Documenters Birmingham have done. My name is Mike and I'm sitting with Matt.
Hello.
Hey, hello Matt. And we're just going to talk about kind of some of the things that we've been up to in audio form instead of video for a change.
Feels odd, doesn't it?
Feels odd. I should be, you know, well, yeah, you don't want to see our faces. Yeah, you don't. No one wants to suffer that. Anyway.
We have got faces for radio.
Yeah, yeah, face for a radio. What we've been up to is just, we're making four videos based around volunteering. One of them's for volleyball. One of them's for a project called Radius 5. Another one is about the flash mobs that's taking place in Birmingham. And another one is about us. So we were just going to talk about some of the stuff that we've been doing. Matt, what's our first topic that we're going to talk about?
Well, I was just going to introduce those shoots that we've been doing lately, because we've been out filming some of those projects that you just mentioned. In the last week, we've been on two Radius. The last couple of weeks, we've been out filming Radius 5. And yesterday, we was on a big mob shoot, which was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yes.
So what did you enjoy most about yesterday, Matthew Weston?
Best thing was just being prepared and knowing what we were doing, because in previous shoots, I feel like it's gone wrong for many reasons. But, you know, just feeling prepared and knowing what we're doing, and it allowed me to enjoy myself a bit more with the project. And yeah, it was great watching the flash mobs and people's reactions.
It was good.
It was good stuff.
A big crowd as well watching them. I think there's a big crowd of people gathered around. I didn't think that there's going to be that many people there. There's a lot of people watching them.
Yeah.
Some people got involved and danced.
Would have you got involved if you weren't filming it?
I don't know. Probably not. if I was pushed at it, I probably will. But
yeah.
I'm just always trying to look cool, but never succeed.
Are you happy with how it went yesterday?
Yeah, I thought it went pretty well. Yeah, as you said, it's planning. So, and because we planned everything, I felt a lot more relaxed and confident about getting stuff. Everything was planned, just travel and locations and how we're going to shoot things and what type of shots we need, what to ask on the interviews. Everything was planned down.
It's the finest details, the small things that make the big difference. I think if you haven't got the foundations, then, you know, it's like building a house, isn't it? If you haven't got the foundations, it's going to fall down.
Oh, you and your metaphors. We did some other shoots, Matt. We did a Radius 5 shoot at the Soundbar. How do you think that one went?
It was better than the one before that, but it wasn't as good as the one we did yesterday, if that makes any sense.
That makes sense. That's fine.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, it's good. It went pretty well. I still felt, from a personal point of view, I don't think the interviews went as well, because I was quite rigid with my questions. I was kind of sticking to what I had down and not being flexible and not really having a conversation with the volunteers. And you could tell they were a bit... They picked up on that, and that's why I think the interviews were okay that we got, but they could have been better. And I think I've learned that. And then yesterday, I think my interviews were a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. So, we got some stuff to use from it. It's like the footage that we got isn't unusable. It's just, it could have been better, I guess. So
definitely
one of those. And also, we went to the Film Nation Awards.
Yay.
So, you want to talk about that, Matt? What we got up to, what they are, what we saw?
Yeah, what a day. Well, we went along to the Film Nation Awards over in Millennium Points. First of all, we saw one of those DeLoreans outside. You noticed that before I did.
Yes.
You know, yes. As a Back to the Future big fan, I believe.
I am a massive Back to the Future fanboy, so I was very excited about that. As you could tell, I was like a little girl.
Yeah, you're usually like that.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's so true, it's true.
Then we went inside and we watched a number of films. They're all geared around the Olympics and they're all short films. And it gave us a pretty good idea of how to tell a story in such a short space of time. Yeah, I mean, it just shows that the competition out there is really good, and especially that they're so young as well. You know, it's just great to see. And it sets a benchmark for us to aim for.
Definitely.
So, yes.
It was good. It was very good. And there's a few famous people there. Simon Bird from the Inbetweeners was there.
I keep calling him Will because there's a Simon in between us.
Yeah.
So it confuses me.
Yeah, Simon Burke, Kirsten Gallagher, some twins from the Harry Potter film.
They were sat on our row as well.
Was they?
And the guy that's the Call of Truce person, you know, he managed to get world peace for a day.
World peace for a day, he founded that day, and he was there, and he made some movies and stuff. Yeah, there's lots of athletes, and it was cool. It was nice.
Shows the power of video, though, doesn't it?
And it was also like quite a nice video, because they'd obviously put a lot of effort into it, like Panasonic. I put a bit of money into it, not like massive amounts, but you know, it looked quite flash and stuff, and it was quite a nice reward, I think, for the young filmmakers, just to say, you know, well done, keep going. If it was a dodgy award ceremony, then, you know, that felt like a school assembly or something, then...
Well, it felt professional. Yeah. It felt like something you'd see on TV, didn't it, you know?
So, and I think that's nice, a nice gesture for young people to get them more into it and encourage them to carry on doing it.
Heard First Light getting a lot of mentions when the people were collecting their awards as well.
Yep, we're doing this. We should say that we're doing this for First Light Films.
Yes,
and nearly everybody that got an award thanked First Light. So
big well done to First Light as well. Then
yes, but
it's brilliant to be associated with them with this project.
Yes, it is. Yes, and they provide us with a lot of support and equipment and advice and help and everything. So it is very nice. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about, Matt, before we go?
Maybe just tell us from your perspective, how do you think you've improved?
Well, because I've always filmed on my own, and like when I was a teenager, I used to just work things out by screwing them up most of the time. I never really planned anything. I never really knew the process of it. I've never been taught by someone who knows what they're doing. I've just had to figure it out. So I've improved a lot in the planning stages and some of the small things that I was missing. And, you know, just along the way, I was just picking up things that I might have missed, like with certain angles or camera work. And a lot of the planning stuff is a big thing that I've learned, and how important planning is. You think a lot of it is just unnecessary and pointless, but when you get year-end result, you realise how important it is.
I mean, I've noticed it myself that, because obviously I've worked with you before on videos, and you know, since we've been doing these ones, we've had to plan it a lot, and I think it's improved everything. And you knowing yourself what's going on has meant that you know what you're going to get, and it just proves what you can achieve in a day, really, instead of just working it out on the day.
Yep, definitely. How have you improved? Like, have I already asked you that?
I think you did earlier, but I mean, it's pretty much the same as you. You know, planning is a massive thing, and my interview technique, and even gaining some camera skills and editing skills. Obviously, we touched on that with Chris recently, working on Final Cut Pro, which was really a wonderful experience for me, because obviously I haven't got much editing experience, but I've shadowed yourself quite a lot. So I have got a good idea about it. And well, he's inspired us to go and get some equipment of our own to buy Adobe Elements.
Yes.
Ooh, free advertising.
Yes. Sponsor us now. So yeah, it's just a learning curve for everybody, I think, who's involved. Everybody on
the team.
Right, we got to sign out, and I've got to capture more stuff.
Yep, you've got to capture that video stuff, and I'm writing something for the blog as we speak. So thanks for listening to the first ever podcast.
Yeah, and the last. yeah, never doing this again.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, yeah. We'll see you in January.
Merry Christmas, or Happy Holiday, or whatever you celebrate. Just merry everyone. Peace. Gone.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.